PC Tots founder and executive director Carol Loomis says she was humbled and honored by the Rotary's acknowledgement of her service.
My husband congratulated me for having a more than full-time job, and it costs us money. So, that's what happens in our household. And I feel like it's just such an honor to get this, because when I was standing there at the Rotary accepting the award, I looked out and saw so many people who have done so much for this community. And then I found out Rotary members cannot win this award. So there were many people in that room who were quite deserving, and so I'm quite honored to be able to have this award.
PC Tots wasn't even a dream until the Park City Community Foundation started asking their beneficiaries what was missing. Their response, affordable child care.
Katie Wright, the executive director, said, make it happen. So they were meeting and having a group for about a year and a half, and finally got to the point of getting a 501c3 corporation, and that allowed them to apply for the Women's Giving Fund grant, and they won that first grant. And I think a lot of the Women's Giving Fund people didn't even know it didn't exist yet, that it was a dream. Then as soon as that happened, I had just gone on the board, and then suddenly we had to make it happen.
PC Tots received a gift of $250,000 last year from Rob Krantz that enabled them to open up PC Tots 2 on Prospector. Right now, both centers care for 104 children, with some staying 11 hours a day. Loomis says a third of the children's care is subsidized beyond what they provide.
The subsidies range from about $600 down to $200. It depends on the family's need a month. And our regular base tuition is already subsidized. We charge $750 for children 2 and older and $850 for kids under 2. And that is at least $300 under market. In this town, affordable daycare costs as much as a good state college education. So families plan for college for 18 years, but just think when they first have their children, they find that it costs that much to have their child in daycare. And then if you have two, it's just overwhelming.
Loomis says their goal is to serve all economic levels in Park City. Her personal goal is to keep serving the community as long as she can. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.